You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
Title of the message today, and I know this sounds like a big issue, and it is a big issue. And if it seems like that I'm pointing at someone, you notice that I have three fingers and a thumb that are pointing back at me. And I'm not singling out any individual or any particular church, but the title of the message today is The State of the Church, 2021, The State of the Church, 2021. The opening passage was Joel chapter 2, the entire chapter. It all hinges on our example, Jesus Christ, and his example of ministry and teaching, including some New Testament passages. Then Jesus returned. This is Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 14. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. And where he's returning from is he had just been successful in rebuffing all of the temptations and not yielding to any temptations of the enemy. He had gone through 40 days of fasting and seeking the Lord, and he came out victorious, and he used the Word of God, as you'll recall, to be victorious and to manifest his victory over the enemy by the Word of God. So then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region. Once again, this is Luke 4, starting in verse 14. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book, and he gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." And of course, if you read on, you find that even though they marveled at the gracious things that came from his mouth, that when he began to proclaim that he was the Messiah, they took him out. They forcefully took him out to a cliff on the hill that overlooked the city and tried to kill him. But he slipped through their midst and went on his way. Remember that Jesus had come to Nazareth before, and it says that he could do no mighty works there because of their unbelief. And so it's very important that we believe what the Lord says and that we put it into practice. In Matthew 16, verse 13, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and Caesarea Philippi, by the way, was the headquarters where Jesus actually did most of his ministry from there. He evidently spent a lot of time there. He lived there, and he used that as his headquarters. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of a Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Thank you. listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772.
Zoom radio show on WCNO today. So this is actually the first time that they've had Zoom, and I know we've had and actually went out this week and installed a camera for one of our customers, a webcam, and by the way, webcams, this is one of the things that we've mentioned on this show. Some of the things, you know, in the past year, for parts of the year, manufacturing has been shut down, which creates less supply. You also have other dynamics like large amounts of people actually starting to use computers at their house and also starting to do video conferencing with Zoom audio, Zoom video, through WebEx, through Skype, through Google Meet, and teledoc, telehealth. So, in fact, one of the customer that I actually set up the camera at her house, she had just recently had a birthday party via Zoom. And when she had the birthday party, her daughter brought a laptop over to her house and she used her daughter's laptop. But she thought, you know, it would be actually nice if I could do this on my own computer. Another thing that was interesting, I found very interesting, is her doctor's office actually has a group of people. And I didn't even know this was happening, but they actually have a group of people that if someone doesn't have a ride to the appointment, they actually go out and pick them up. Well, quite often today, people aren't going to the doctors often. They're having telehealth or teledoc. So they're actually connecting through Zoom. So what is actually happening is she said that before she had the ability to connect with a camera, with a webcam on her computer, that these drivers that normally would be picking people up and taking them into the office for an appointment, they're actually running around town delivering tablets so that the patients can actually connect and have a telehealth meeting. Or telehealth appointment. So this is something that they did, but she wanted to have her own webcam, and we got her a Logitech webcam, which Logitech is they're the top of the line. You know, they're probably the biggest company out there for webcams. Of course, Microsoft makes webcams, and there are a few others out there, and there are many that look like a Logitech one. And you kind of wonder, you know, well, how China does with their technology sharing, you know, whether some of those manufacturers are actually creating the Logitech cameras without the Logitech logo, it could be, you could definitely have something like that happening. But we got that set up for her, and we were able to actually get her into that. There are, by the way, many people that are connecting this way, not only with their doctor, but also with family members. And this is a great thing, not only during a pandemic, but it's a great thing on a regular basis. We actually have, and I've mentioned this before on this show, so forgive me if you've heard this, but we actually have a customer who's not very computer literate. I mean, he's an older gentleman, a senior citizen. He's been retired for a number of years. So, you know, just to give you a hint, he's up there in age, and technology doesn't come naturally to him. He's the kind of guy that he can pick up a hammer and nails and some carpentry tools, and he could build you a house. But using a computer is not something that he really grew up on. But every week, He has a brother that lives in Germany, and every week he calls his brother through Skype, and they have a video conference. And this is something that if he picked up a telephone and called his brother in Germany, it would cost a significant amount of money, but it costs $0 to do it through Skype. It would cost $0 to do it through Zoom. It would cost $0 to do it through Google Meet. There's a number of ways that you can do this. The WhatsApp, which is now owned by Facebook, you can do that with. You can also do it with Facebook Messenger. And many of these, there are apps that you can get for your phone as well. And with this, you can actually do the even if you don't have a webcam on your computer, if you have a smartphone, your smartphone is going to have a camera. It's going to have a camera at the top. It's going to have a camera at the other side also. But the one that's facing the screen, the one that's facing the screen, that one actually will allow you to view the screen and the camera at the same time. And there are various tripods that you can get. I have one actually in my van that is a tripod that will hold my camera about probably 3 foot off the ground. I do have another one that's handheld that will hold my camera as well. And these, you know, they're not very expensive. And with this one, if you're going out and about, you've got the portion over here that actually locks into the camera, and there's a handle that I can hold on to. The screws right in, and then you can walk around, and you can, if you're videotaping yourself or videotaping something, let's say in your yard or something outside, you can do this. I've done this with when my son was playing baseball for PSL High School. We did this several times where my wife may not have been at the game, but she wanted to watch the game, so I was able to stream this out. I was able also, in addition, able to we had other relatives that live in other parts of the nation that were able to watch. And by the way, they could even be in other parts of the world and even in other countries, and they could still watch, which is pretty awesome to be able to have this technology. I mean, this is the type of stuff, and we've talked about this before, this is the type of stuff that when I was a kid was science fiction, and yet you see it happening today. You know, you would see the science fiction shows, and they would talk about, picking up a phone and being able to see the person on the other side, and you would think, wow, that'll never happen. But wouldn't it be neat if it did? Well, it is happening now, and you can do it. And I'm actually not transmitting my video over to Facebook. Or excuse me, I'm not transmitting my video over to the studios through Zoom, but I am transmitting my video over to Facebook. And when we have questions at 772-340-1590, again, 772-340-1590. I've been told that I say the number too fast, so I try to say it a few times so that you can get it. But as we're answering computer questions, we'll be able to actually flip over and show you the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems on the Facebook video, the live Facebook video that's happening right now over on a Faster PC's Facebook page at facebook.com. You're listening to a Faster PC radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems?
A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. That's right. We are here. We are back. We are ready to answer your questions. So give us that call, 772-340-1590. Also, if you're watching the live video, you can actually, we want to encourage you to share it. Let other people know. Don't hold this information to yourself. You know, your friends, I mean, it's nice to have some information and have some knowledge that maybe someone else doesn't have. But, you know, it's even better sometimes to share the wealth, to share your friendship or to share that information with your friends. Because you know what happens? If you are the only one that knows something, and
and especially about computers. Well, guess who's going to be called on to actually fix the problem? You know, when problems happen, and problems do happen quite often with computers, and some people don't understand why they happen. You know, we'll talk a little bit about that if we have time, about why problems can happen. But one of the things that actually you need to just realize is that not only do problems happen, but if you learn how to solve those problems, then, and you're the only one that knows how to solve those problems, guess who they're going to call when they have problems? Well, you know, that's one thing if you're making money doing it, but if you're doing it for your family and your friends, you know, chances are you're not making a lot of money doing it. And so it's best share the information so that your friends can know this as well. I wanted to touch on a question that we had actually someone else posted a few months ago on our Facebook page. Actually, they asked, Jasmine asked, what is the cause of my laptop to be plugged in, but it is not being charged? Each time I unplug it, it says the battery is low at 14%, but it is plugged in all day. And we went over this. When you have a Dell computer, first of all, you could have a bad battery. And if you have a bad battery, that can cause that type of issue. But also, another thing is that you actually can have, if you have a Dell computer, some of the Dell computers actually have a little chip in the charger or the power adapter, and what happens is if that chip is working properly, then the Dell computer actually charges the battery and everything else works fine. But the Dell or the power adapter can be putting out the correct power volt, the correct voltage, the correct number of amps, and the computer can actually, if it doesn't recognize it as an official Dell power adapter, it'll actually stop charging the battery. Well, we actually, you know, we're looking at my mom's computer, and it just always has seemed like, wow, this should really be faster than what it is. It has an SSD drive in it, and you know, it should actually be faster than what it is. Well, one thing I'm going to just switch over to on the Facebook video, I'm going to switch over to a full screen so you can kind of see what I'm doing here. So I'm going to launch a Windows Explorer just to show you something else that we found that was happening on my mom's computer, because the computer, and it is a Dell, and it did not detect the power adapter as being an official power adapter. It said it couldn't determine the voltage and the amperage and all this stuff. So I'm going to show you something that actually happened. I won't be able to show you because it's not on my computer. And if I was actually using her computer with the wrong power adapter, the computer would be so slow that I wouldn't be able to do everything that I'm doing. But I'm just going to launch a Windows Explorer. And I'm going to do this by holding down the Windows key and pressing E for Explorer. That, and the Windows key is the one that's to the left of the left Alt key. Just to the left of the space bar, there's an Alt key, and then there's a Windows key. It has, in most cases, a picture of a four-pane window, or if your computer came out in the Windows 7 era, it might be a Windows flag. And if it's a inexpensive keyboard, it might say WIN. But you're going to want to scroll over to the right. On the left side, you'll see this PC. You can right-click on this PC, go down to Properties, and left-click. Now, depending on your version of Windows 10, if you have Windows 10, you'll either see a screen that looks like mine, or you'll actually go to Settings. The newer versions, and mine is still version 1909. I need to update mine soon. But the newer versions, I'm not sure if it's 2004 or 2H2, but one of those versions actually does switch this system page into the settings portion of the computer. And Microsoft is slowly moving all of these control panel programs into settings. But anyway, you'll see the actual processor, and we actually also went into the task manager, and in the task manager, there's performance. And so when we look here at the performance, you can see my CPU is spiking. I mean, it's going anywhere between 60 and 100%, and that's because I'm streaming. And I have several programs open. I have my Nero Audio just to get an audio level. I have the OBS Studio that I'm using to stream to Facebook. I also have the browser, Firefox, that's open, streaming over to Facebook, that's capturing the OBS Studio stream and streaming it to Facebook. And then I have Zoom that's sending my audio to WPSL and WCNO. So this is normal when I'm doing this type of work. But you see, my speed is actually, my browser speed is actually at close to 2.9 gigahertz. Sometimes it's dropping down just a little bit, down into 2.6. My mom's computer should be running at about the same speed as mine, although it is an i3 processor, not an i7. So I have an i7 processor. My mom's computer has an i3 processor. An i7 processor at 3 gigahertz or 2.9 gigahertz is able to accomplish a lot more than an i3 running at the same speed. But her computer with the wrong power adapter was running at 300 megahertz. Now, 300 megahertz, in 1 gigahertz, there's 1,000 megahertz. So when we talk about 2.9 gigahertz, 3 gigahertz, we're talking about 2,900 megahertz or 3,000 megahertz. Her computer was running at 300 megahertz. So it was, the CPU was running at 10% of its capacity. Why? Because Dell, in their infinite wisdom, made a power adapter that their computer is no longer able to detect that it's a Dell power adapter. It is a Dell power adapter. It is putting out the correct wattage. It's putting out the correct amperage. But the computer is no longer able to tell that it's a Dell power adapter. And so not only does it not charge the battery, which, by the way, will kill your battery, but it also causes the processor, which does all of the calculations. So everything you do in a computer, you know, today what we see is what we get. That's called WYSIWYG. So when we're working on a program, when we're typing, let's say in Microsoft Word or in LibreOffice or in any other program, and we want to have a larger font, or we want to have it bold, or we want to have it underlined, or we want to have it italics, we want to have the text read, we can actually see that on the screen. That used to not be the way it is. But all of this happens really with mathematical equations, ones and zeros. And the part that does the thinking for the ones and the zeros to put that image on the screen, the text on the screen as you're typing, that's the CPU. It's the brains of the computer. You know, or I mean, really, there's other things that could be part of, like, you know, your hard drives, like your long-term storage, and your RAM is like your short-term memory. But really, the part that does all the calculations, all the thinking, that's the CPU, the central processing unit. And one of the things that again, if this is all of a sudden running at 10% of its capacity, well, your computer is going to run slow. And what's that going to make you think? Well, you know, when you have that situation, what are you going to do? Well, you're either going to buy a new Dell power adapter so that your computer will charge your battery, and so that your processor will run at the speed it's supposed to run at, or you're going to buy a new computer, and that may be a Dell computer. This is, in my opinion, it's a scam. It's a scam, and Dell is really pulling one over on people. They're creating a power adapter that works fine, but for some reason, their computers aren't capable of determining that it works fine. And in as a precaution, they stop charging the battery, and they also cause your computer to run slower. So again, what are you gonna do? You're gonna buy a new Dell power adapter when the Dell power adapter you have works perfectly good, except that your Dell computer can't determine that it's working fine. And then if you let it go long enough without charging your battery, it's going to kill your battery. So then what's going to happen is you're also going to probably go out and buy a Dell battery. Or you may just think, well, this computer is junk and it's running so slow, I don't want to put more money into this. So you may go out and buy a new Dell computer. And again, in my opinion, this is a scam. And it's something that really is something that I despise. And I haven't seen other computer companies doing this with their system. I haven't seen, for instance, HP stop charging batteries because their computer is no longer able to determine that the power adapter that they created that's producing the right amount of power, the right amount of voltage, the right amount of amperage is actually functioning properly. Well, again, this causes an issue when you have problems like this. And one of the things I would just say, in this case, I actually don't like Dell for that purpose. Now, on the flip side, I did just recently see, and one of the things that I've shown you about the Lenovo computers, I'll switch again over to a full desktop so that those who are on Facebook can see this, and I'll verbally describe this, but the Lenovo computers have what's called a conservation mode, and I have it on right now. You see my computer battery is actually charged to 61%, and typically, if I were to turn this off, typically when this is on, it won't charge it beyond 60. I must have been just over 60 when I turned conservation mode on. Sometimes I do need my battery charged up 100%, and I'll let it happen that way. So, but anyway, here we have this conservation mode, which is on, and Dell recently came out with, and I believe it's Dell. I'll confirm that between now and next Saturday. But they did come out with a way to do this on their systems also through the motherboard BIOS, where you can prevent the battery from overcharging. Because if the battery is plugged in at 100% and it's charging, that will wear your battery out over time because the information or the cells are moving so fast that it wears it out. Now, the worst thing you can do is leave your battery discharged all the way, or below 20%, you have corrosion that sets in, which again, back to the power adapter issue, not charging the battery, that's killing batteries. And in my opinion, it's a scam, and it shouldn't happen.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
Yes, you do, and we are back, ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. That's what we do on a regular basis, is help our customers resolve their computer problems. And of course, we're here to help you resolve your computer problems. And you know what? We may be able to even help you fix your problem without you even having to bring your computer in, or without you having to have us come out. You know, we can come out, you can come in to us, or we can even do things remotely. But here on the show, we may be able to give you the information so that you can fix the problem yourself and you don't have to pay anything. So that's a cool deal. And, you know, anytime you can save some money, it's a good deal. Now, one thing I want to mention, because I know a few weeks ago we were talking about modems, cable modems, and how if you have Comcast, you know, they'll tell you, well, this is how much your service is going to cost. But then what you don't realize is that there are a lot of add-on fees, and including rental fees. So you're renting your cable modem. And when you rent your cable modem, you're going to have the issue there where you're able to you're actually paying them to provide you with a cable modem. In addition to that, one of the things that happens is you also have with the cable modem, they also have regulatory fees and so on and so forth, which is really what it's saying is that there's the company has regulation, and so they're going to collect a fee from you to help them pay for a regulation that really is charges that they should have to cover. Also, one of the things that I didn't realize until a customer pointed this out to me and asked me about this is you have these little boxes for television, and these boxes will allow the TV to be streamed, and so the little box connects to the internet, and now some of the boxes actually connect to coax cable, but some of them are actually Comcast is actually streaming the television to the TV box. So if you have a secondary box, typically you'll have a smaller box, and it actually connects to your wireless network either through it'll connect to your modem either through a Cat5 cable or through a wireless link. So it's going to connect wirelessly or through a Cat5 cable. Well, one of the things that I didn't realize was that with this, they're actually charging $7.50 a box for these. And so the customer asked us, well, can you get me one of these boxes so that I don't have to pay the $7.50 per box? Because, you know, they were looking at paying this much money per box. And I actually started looking, and there are some of those boxes for sale on eBay, and really probably what they are is former Comcast customers that have no longer have the service, or maybe they moved, and they went to another location, and Comcast sent them new boxes, and they still have the old boxes, and they're selling them. But the question is whether that's legal, whether Comcast would actually allow you to set one of these boxes up. It's not something that you can actually go out and just buy new from anyone. So this is something that you actually need to check out. So what they actually came up with, the customer was actually talking to Comcast. And by the way, I didn't realize this was even happening, but what I did is I actually looked at one of our other customers' bills, because I was working helping them to get rid of their cable modem that they were actually renting for $15 a month, and I helped them get rid of that and replace it with a modem and a router. Then the modem and the router actually had better coverage than what they already had. The modem that Comcast provided for them. But I was looking at their bill, and lo and behold, these little boxes that allow the TV to work, and it's not even coming in through coax, it's actually using bandwidth from your internet service to provide streaming television. Those boxes, they're charging $7.50 a month for that. Now, our customer actually asked, they actually asked Comcast. They called them while I was there, and they actually asked them, well, can I buy one of these? Can I buy one of these outright? And the person said, no, you can't buy one. But here's the deal. Here's the way to get around paying the $7.50 a month. And by the way, some people have four of these. So if you're paying $7.50 a month each for four of these, you're actually paying $30 a month on your bill. Well, over the course of a year, that's $360 a year. Now, also, if you're paying $15 a month for your modem, well, that's $180 a year. So if you add those two up, you're talking about what is that? $560 a year, $540 a year, somewhere in that range. So, you know, you're talking about a good deal of money, and you can easily pay for the cable modem. You can also pay for a better wireless router than what Comcast is providing you for $15 a month. The deal with the $7.50 boxes, you can't go out and buy one of these and have Comcast activate that on your account. But what you can do is you can, if your TV has Roku, you can install an Xfinity app, log in with your Xfinity username and password, and you can ship that box back to them and have them take the $7.50 off. And by the way, some TVs come with Roku, and if it doesn't, you can get a Roku device. They're not very expensive, and really, just a few months, you can actually have that paid for with that $7.50 a month. Definitely in less than a year, even if you bought the top-of-the-line Roku device, probably even if you bought if you bought a TV, it would take you longer than a year, but really you could actually own your own equipment and get rid of that monthly fee. You could be saving yourself, again, if you had four of those boxes and a cable modem box, you could be saving yourself over $500 a year. And this is just something that if you don't really pay attention to your bill, you don't look at this, you probably wouldn't know this, but you know what? You think about how many customers Comcast has, and most of them probably never even look at the bill, never even realize they're paying $15 a month for this modem. You remember, if you're old enough, you may remember that there was a time where you couldn't buy your own phone for your home phone. You actually had to rent it from Bell South, and you had to pay a certain amount of money each month to have the privilege of having a phone. And what Comcast is doing the same thing with your television and also with the modem, and you can break free from all of that. And by the way, we have also talked about the end of 2019, I believe, the last few months of 2019 and the early part of 2020, and it might have been even the last few months of 2018 and the first part of 2019. I can't remember exactly, but go back on our old shows on Facebook. You can actually see how to set up a Roku device. You can see we went over the various streaming services that were available at that time. There are more streaming services available now. And we went over the idea of cord cutting. And with cord cutting, what we're talking about is cutting the cable TV cord. So you're actually able, you have to have internet. You have to have high-speed internet from someone. Could be from Comcast. It could be from AT&T. It could be from a satellite provider. Now, Elon Musk, his company, the SpaceX company, they actually have a huge amount of satellites roaming around the Earth, and in the next few years, they will actually, when they get approved in all the locations, they'll actually likely be able to provide satellite internet throughout the entire world, which is pretty amazing. But But whatever your internet service provider is, you have to have a good internet service provider. But then you can actually stream your television, and there are free outlets where you can actually stream some things for free. But you also have paid services where you can get something very similar to do what you would be looking at if you had a cable subscription. And they all provide different channels. Some of them are more heavily focused on sports. Some are more focused on news. Some of them are more focused on entertainment. There are some where you can actually get certain news channels. And there are a lot of them where you can actually, like, you can actually sign up with a certain service. Like Disney has theirs now. Apple has some TV programs that they are creating. Amazon does the same. Google has a streaming package. AT&T has a streaming package, and a lot of the companies now have streaming packages. CBS has a streaming package where you can stream just their channels, and a lot of the companies have these streaming packages where you can stream just select channels. So if there's select channels, I have a friend that he's a Dolphins fan, and apparently he doesn't have an antenna, because really where he lives, he could have an antenna and probably watch all the games for free. I should tell him that. He's not only a friend, he's a relative also. But he actually subscribed to the CBS, and it cost him like $8 a month or something, and he's able to get all the local stations, and that allows him to watch the Dolphins games, because most of the time, if they're playing locally, if they're playing, they're going to be on the CBS channel. So there's a lot that you can do, but whether you're going to totally cut the cord or whether you're going to stay with Comcast or with AT&T, there are ways that you can cut your bill. And another way that we've talked about, if they raise your bill, call them and ask them for a reduction. Ask them to cut you a better deal, and tell them that if they don't, that you're considering going to their competitor.
But I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is The State of the Church in 2021. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible. and see the positive impacts on your life.